couple minutes after 4 o'clock here at KPFK, 90.7 FM, Los Angeles, 98.7 FM, Santa Barbara, worldwide at kpfk.org. It's once again time for a Melting Pot here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes, and I'm your host for this program. And here at the end of the month, we generally do all vinyl, and that's the case for today, other than the theme songs. I forgot to bring my Boris Gardner record with Melting Pot on it. But lots of vinyl today. And in the second hour, we're also going to do something that's our tradition here at the end of November and play an hour of music from Hendrix in tribute to him, as his birthday is coming up next week. But starting things off, tribute to another artist, one of my favorites, who's actually going to be conducting. I don't think that he's going to be playing bass, but it seems he'll be conducting what's called the Cal Arts Liberation Music Orchestra. Charles Hayden is going to be doing this in December 10th, and hopefully we'll have some tickets for you guys next week, maybe, hopefully. But this is a really, really incredible show, playing music from his Liberation Music Orchestra. His health hasn't been great of late, and so it's nice that they'll be able to pay tribute to him, and he'll be able to bring out the music over at the Downtown Center for Contemporary Arts, for Cal Arts. And I'm going to start things off with Charlie Hayden and Liberation Music Orchestra from the record they put out on Impulse. This is the song War Orphans for you right now on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Music from Simande here on KPFK and Melting Pot from their second record, which was called Second Time Round on Janus. The name of the song was Them and Us, mostly instrumental, though just with like some chants and whatnot in the background. Also in the set, you heard music from a French psychedelic group by the name of Amaison. Catalyst, the name of the record from them. And that's actually the German pressing of it. The French and German pressings are a little different. The songs are in different places. And it turns out that particular song, Reborn This Morning on the Way Of, is almost entirely cut off on the original French version. It just goes right into another song. There's like a minute of it. And so I was very, very happy to find out there was actually more music from what is one of my favorite psychedelic records from the Amaison. Also in the set, music from Yes, from their debut self-titled record from, I want to say, 1970. Yesterday and Today, the name of the track. And start things off with Charlie Hayden's Liberation Music Orchestra. Music recorded in 1970, but not released on Impulse until 1973. And I've always wondered why that is the case, and hopefully one day I'll be able to figure that out. War Orphans, the name of the particular song that you heard from the Liberation Music Orchestra, which at that time featured Charlie Hayden and Carla Bley, Mike Mantler, Sam Brown, Perry Robinson, Paul Motian, Roswell Rudd, Bob Northern, Gatto Barbieri, Andrew Serrell, Howard Johnson, Dewey Redmond, and also Don Cherry, all collaborating together on what is one of the most unique and also most amazing records on the Impulse record label. And once again, Charlie Hayden is going to be conducting the Liberation Music Orchestra, the Cal Arts version of it, on December 10th. And hopefully we'll have more information about that show. It's been a little while since he's been doing anything, and quite, I think, some time since he's brought this music out from Liberation Music Orchestra. So all of us who are big fans of his music are really, really, really excited. I was also really excited to find this next record, and even something that I have that Chuck Foster doesn't have in his library. I was astounded to find this out. He has a reissue, and I have the original, apparently. This is from Hopeton Lewis. Take It Easy, the name of the record, his debut on the Maritone record label. And this one is not a rock steady song at all. It's just a nice tearjerker soul kind of song from Hopeton Lewis. Why Must I Cry, the name of it, on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Why must I cry this way always? Why must I cry?
Don't cry, baby.
This way always. Darling, I love you.
Yes, I love you, baby.
You know that it's true. Why you make me cry? Way away,
crying, crying, crying. That's all I do.
Let me tell you, baby, now,
crying, crying, crying. That's all I do.
Of my mistake,
I made a mistake, baby.
You didn't even give me another try. Darling, I love you. You know that it's true. Why you made me cry?
Always. I'm gonna tell you, baby, now.
just because of my mistake, baby. You didn't even give me another try.
Give me another try now.
Darling, I love you. You know that it's true.
You know that it's true.
Why you make me cry?
Make me cry.
This way always.
Thank you.
Music from Clifford Colter here on KPFK and Melting Pot from a record called Don't Do It Now, Worry About It Later. The name of the song is Yodeling in a Whatchamanamey Thing, which is a horrible title for such a great and just cool song. But there it is. I don't even think there's really yodeling in that. I don't know. Sometimes you wonder what possesses people to name songs the way they do. Barry Goldberg ahead of that. From a record that's, I guess, yeah, it's technically, yeah, Two Jews Blues is the name of the record. And it's actually not, I guess it's listed under Barry Goldberg and ... I believe that it was supposed to be Barry Goldberg and Mike Bloomfield. Mike Bloomfield plays on the record. He plays on like four or five tracks, plays guitar, and also plays sax, which before hearing that record, I never knew he even did that. You're Still My Baby, the name of the track, which actually doesn't feature Mike Bloomfield. He's not even listed on the back. He's just listed as great, which he certainly was. And you'll likely hear some more of that. That's one of my favorite kind of from that period of time kind of records. And the playing from Bloomfield is just really, really, really quite excellent. Also quite excellent at the top of the set, music from Hopeton Lewis from a record called Take It Easy from 1966 or thereabouts. Why Must I Cry? The name of the track from Hopeton Lewis. Going to start this next set off with something that was featured in the guest DJ set last week that we broadcast from Dino Sounds out of Boston, the owner of the record label Cultures of Soul, one of the many records that he played on the in the guest DJ set that we broadcast and is archived at meltingpotblog.com under the section Be Our Guest was this track on 45 from J.J. Julien, 100 Pounds of Pain, the name of the track. Something that Dino Sound said that he picked up at Gimme Gimme Records when it was located in New York, and just so happened that when they relocated here, now in Highland Park, that after hearing that, I finally figured out they do have some 45s, and what do you know? There it was. I thought I was going to be looking for this one for a long, long time, but it was in exactly the same place that Dino Sounds found it, just on different coasts. So J.J. Julien, the name of the artist, from a 45 on the 11th Hour record label, 100 Pounds of Pain in My Heart, the name of this burner that you're hearing on KPFK and Melting Pot. We got an hour of Hendrix coming up in about 15 minutes, so this ought to get you in the mood.
I'm a sorry, pitiful looking sight. Since you went away and left me with 100 pounds of pain in my heart. 100 pounds of pain in my heart. I went to church and asked the preacher, would you please say a prayer for me? He says, child, it's gonna take more than prayer to cure your kind of misery. The only solution.
Porque há muito tempo eu cansei de você. We'll be right back.
Music from Cactus here on KPFK and Melting Pot. One way or another, the name of the track and also the name of the record from 1971. And I'm not sure if that's the second or the third record from Cactus, which was, I don't know, kind of almost a supergroup. I don't know. They're a supergroup in my book. Had half of Vanilla Fudge and then Jim McCarty on the guitars and Rusty Day on the vocals. It was a right powerful sound from Cactus. And we also had some crazy powerful sounds from Johnny Pate from a record that I've been looking for a while, Outrageous, on the MGM record label from, I'm not sure when, I think not probably like 1968. It just sounds like 1968. You're Starting Too Fast, the name of the track, with Pretty Purdy on the drums, and probably, I'm thinking, Joe Beck on the guitar. I think Joe Beck on the guitar. The fuzzy guitar on that particular track. Ahead of that, you heard music out of Brazil from Silvina featuring Lani on the fuzzy guitar around the same time he was playing with Gal Costa. This comes from a self-titled record she put out, I think also 1968, 1967, somewhere around there. And Banjo de Sorvete, the name of the song from Silvina. Start things off with J.J. Julian from a 45 on the 11th Hour record label, 100 Pounds of Pain in My Heart, the name of the track. And something I discovered last week when Dino Sounds did a fabulous guest DJ set for us. It's featured in there, and very happy to find a copy recently. Just like that. It's like your wishes come true. It's amazing. All right, I'll be back with a whole hour of music from Jimi Hendrix. I think we're going to focus on live recordings. We'll see what we can dig up. All on vinyl from Hendrix in just a moment here at KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles, 98.7 FM, Santa Barbara, and worldwide at kpfk.org.
Hi, this is Lori Lewis. Tune into Folk Scene with Roz Larman Sunday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. for the best in traditional and contemporary music. Each week features a live guest segment right here on 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 Santa Barbara, 93.7 San Diego, and 99.5 Ridgecrest, China Lake. Tune in to Folk Scene.